just become very conscious of your breathing. You're not trying to change it. You're not trying to do anything to it. You're just, your deepest soul service is your attention. Just let everything else fall away. There is a breath. There is a life impulse happening. There is an in and out movement. In and out, in and out. Bringing your attention. Imagine that you can just go deeper into your being than you ever have before. And just for fun. Not because you have to or you should or just for fun. Just giving yourself permission to start tapping into that deepest, deepest, deepest level of your being. A pure star of a divine essence deep in your belly. So deep, it has its own pulsation and heartbeat. If you need a 3D localization, it's aim 3 fingers above your belly button and so deep inside that you've gone deeper than the body, the soul. You are entering the realm of pure spirit. Pure eternal spirit. Using your imagination, imagine that you can inhale. When you inhale, you're inhaling deep into that core star, anchoring yourself into it even more. And when you exhale, you feel the natural expansion of that energy. Your core star is a bunch of threads of light. It's like a scintillating star. There's rays coming out of it that are about the things that you are creating and manifesting in your life right now. But there's also rays coming back into it from the things you have created and that you are now willing to gaze upon and be pleased with what you have created, which comes back into the core star and actually creates more light. That's how powerful you are. So inhaling like deep in that belly area, inhaling deep in the core star. Just give yourself a chance to feel right now what it means to be in this level of your being. Indestructible, eternal, ever expanding, ever blooming. This is the level of your essence. From the level of your essence, from the level of the pure spirit in you, emerges a desire to create more light. And through that desire, the intentional dimension of your being is born. And your soul came here with a purpose, and it gave itself a body to accomplish it. So now I want you to imagine that nice and slowly you are inhaling that core star energy, which to me is like the shiniest white liquid you could ever imagine. I don't know if it's full of silver powder or diamond powder or what, but it is so shiny. And you're inhaling. There is a road. There is like a pathway, whether we know it's there or not, that exists between the core star level of your being and the aura, which is the vessel that your soul creates in order to be able to do its to come and play. So imagine you can inhale from that core star deep in that belly area, inhale that core star energy up into the heart. And exhale, let's just start by, just letting it swirly, swirly play around in your heart. We're not bringing it anywhere yet. We're not expanding it. Inhaling this consciously inhaling the energy of your divine essence into your sacred heart space, into the heart chakra. Become aware of your central line from your crown chakra to your root. Become aware of your triple heart connection from the heart of God into your crown chakra, through the central line, out of the root, deep into the core of the earth, deep into the heart of Gaia. Feeling that central line, feel that triple heart connection. The heart of God, the heart of Gaia, where do they meet? They meet in your heart. Your heart is the bridge between the celestial and terrestrial energies. So those of you who know me, you know I'm going to add more and more to this. So there is a natural movement right now. Your core star, every time you inhale, you're bringing that divine essence. You're infusing it into the heart chakra, expanding into the sacred heart space, making sure that we are consciously participating to our essence being made manifest. Feeling that triple heart connection. Now, imagine that there is a pillar all around you, like a cylinder. It's big enough that you could stretch your arms out and you wouldn't be able to touch it. It would be about 6 inches further than your arms outstretched. This pillar is pure crystalline frequency. You are inhaling your divine essence from your core star, bringing it into the heart chakra in order for us to start feeding your entire aura with it. You are in a triple heart connection. Your heart is bridging God and Gaia. Oh, yeah. Hone into your heart space. Okay, so we're going to do a little breathing thing so that we can pump a bunch of that core star energy into that central line so that we can feed all the chakras with it. So just follow my direction. I'm going to ask you to do 3 quick inhales, like, and when you're doing that, 1, 2, 3, you're pumping a bunch of that core star energy into your heart chakra. And then we leave it there. And then we're going to do the breathing again. And we're going to bring more in and bring more in. And maybe 5 times we're going to do that. And once that's done, then we're going to allow that core star energy that's now full in the heart chakra to fill and flow through the entire central line. And then we won't have to worry about the core star anymore. It'll just keep doing it on its own. So just follow me along. Let's do it all together. It's just going to be 10 times stronger from the core star. This is your goal. You are inhaling a conscious inhalation to bring that core star energy and bring a whole bunch of it into the heart chakra and keep it there. So here we go. 3 quick breaths. Let's go. And leave it in the heart chakra. Exhale, nothing's going on. We're just filling the heart chakra. Back to the awareness of the core star for the next 3 breaths. Again. Again. Okay, and on this last one, you're going to hold your breath at the top of the breath, and then very, very, very slowly, when we exhale, we're going to fill that divine essence energy in all the central lines so we can flow with it there. So here we go. From the core star, we're bringing it into the heart. 3 little pumps. Hold. And now very slowly exhale as we allow this energy to start filling the central line. It's almost like you're just letting it pour. Some of it pours down, some of it pours up, filling your entire central line with that shiny white energy of your divine essence. Let the energy play. Let the energy play a little bit right now. Just be this calm, still vessel, letting energies flow around in you. Noticing, how does that energy flow through my root chakra? How does that energy flow in the front and the back of my sacral chakra? Just playing. How does that energy flow in the front and the back of my solar plexus chakra? How does that divine essence energy flow in the back and the front of my heart chakra? This is like a, it's like spiritual assessment. It's not mental, you know, like your mind will receive information, but this is a spiritual asset. You are doing this with your spirit. And it's not even about, oh, it's not flowing well, so I need to do something. No, this is the deepest lesson here. What you need to do is fully bring yourself into where the flow isn't felt. So just letting all this yummy energy flowing in the central line. And we're just exploring how is that energy flowing in the front and the back of my throat chakra? How is that energy flowing through the front and the back of my third eye, through my forehead and the back of my head? Some of you might even feel the other head chakras activating the base of the skull and the top of the forehead. And finally, how is that energy flowing out of my crown chakra? So now expand the awareness. Expand your awareness beyond one chakra at a time. Your consciousness can handle a whole bunch of doing a bunch of stuff at the same time because it's not the mind. It doesn't work like that. You know, if you think about your consciousness, you're having like, I don't know, I don't even know how many incarnations going on at the same time. Like that's how much your consciousness can handle. So be aware, how is the flow of the energy in all the chakras? As your goal becomes to feel the entire aura at once and the chakras, how is that divine essence flowing? Remember, this isn't about, we're not trying to fix and control and repair and blah, blah, blah. Like it's, this isn't, there's nothing more powerful than putting your attention on something in you with a loving intention. A loving intention. What does that mean? That means, hey, energy right there that I'm becoming aware of, I don't want you to be alone ever again. You're part of me. I love you. That's a loving intent. Soul gazing. Gazing at all of this little thing you get to be in, this little body with all its feelings and thoughts and rah, rah, rah. This vessel you are playing in. Yeah, I got crown stuff going on, so I'm gonna bring my attention here. Remember, it's like we set it and forget it. You know, there's like a natural process going on whenever, you know, the core star energy is just flowing into the heart chakra, which gives it access to the central line, and then it flows through the central line. Let's flow it even beyond our body. So flowing it beyond the crown, up the central line, up to God, flowing it below the root chakra, all the way down to the heart of Gaia through that central line. You are a divine being. You are here because you chose to participate to bringing the highest frequencies that the human body can handle. That's a pretty cool mission. You've got that pillar, you've got your central line, the core star is flowing its energy. You are connected to the heart of God and the heart of Gaia through your heart. So yeah, okay, before I go up, I'm going to go down. I want you to take a couple of inhales. You're inhaling, you're bringing yourself all the way down into the heart of the earth. And when you exhale, this is the movement. You're bringing that grounded Gaia energy of ascension is on through your body. So inhaling deep into the earth. Exhale, bringing that energy up. And this is a great place to start noticing. Am I able to bring that up equally in all areas of my pillar? Inhale all the way into the heart of the earth. Grab that Gaia ascension energy. It's on. Bring it up. Exhale, bring it up and feel. Feel. Notice the front of your aura, the back of your aura, the right side, the left side. Is it equal? Can you feel all these directions? Inhale into the heart of the earth. Exhale, bring it up. Front and back, left and right. How does it feel when you are bringing the energy of the earth up through your body, up through your pillar, up through your pillar, all the way up to God? Let's see. Can you feel it all the way up there? So inhale into the core of the earth and exhale. Bring that energy up, up, up through your pillar, through. Can you feel it go all the way up? Oh, like the physical brain is loving this. Wow. Inhaling into the core of the earth. Exhale, bringing that grounded earth energy up. Like Gaia's got all these like minerals and crystal frequencies. Please remember, your body is energetic way before it was ever physical, so you can absorb and bring these minerals and vitamins and frequencies in. Okay, now we can go up. Now we can go up to the crown. So you know how we just did breathing into the earth and then bringing the earth energy up? Right now we're gonna breathe into God. So it's like you breathe, you woo, all the way up the pillar, all the way to the heart of God. And then the exhale, you just, oh, it's like following the involution energy. Just, ha, from the highest frequency coming down. Offering that to the body, to the aura. Oof. My feet are activating too. This is nice. Inhaling all the way up to the heart of God. Exhaling, letting that frequency come back down through you. And let's see. All the way down through you, all the way to the heart of the earth. Your pillar is literally that big. Your pillar doesn't end with your feet and your head. Inhaling all the way up to the heart of God. Exhaling the descent. The descent of the highest God frequency into your body. Down the pillar, all the way to the heart of the earth. Now, here too, take the time to notice. When you inhale up to God and allow that ultimate frequency to come down, how is that received? The right side, the left side, the front, the back. As it comes in through your crown down towards the root and the earth, does that movement of energy feel different than the one coming up? Ideally, we want them all equal. Yeah, let's do a little bit of intention breath right now. So we are following that up and down movement. And at the same time as we're doing the up and down movement, we're also noticing how our auric field reacts in the front, the back, and the sides. Don't try to do this with your mind. Just let your consciousness do it. Give your mind permission. Let it know, hey, you don't need to figure all this out. You can witness, and then we can talk about it all you want. So inhaling into your pelvic floor, we're just going to do the intention breath for a couple of minutes. Inhaling into your pelvic floor. Exhaling out of the bridge of your nose. Oof. Inhaling down into the pelvic floor, like down around the sacral where your hips are in that area. Exhaling, bringing the energy up, out through the bridge of your nose. It's this cute little way to activate the pituitary glands. One more time, inhaling, bringing your consciousness down into your pelvic floor. And exhaling out of the bridge of your nose. Now, inhaling all the way down into your feet. Exhaling all the way up to your crown and just a little bit outside of it. Inhaling down to your feet and just a little bit beyond them. Exhaling out of the crown. One last time. Inhaling all the way down into the feet. Opening up the foot chakras. Exhaling all the way up the crown. Letting that crown open up even more. And here we go, the full pillar, inhaling all the way down to the heart of the earth. Exhaling all the way up to the heart of God. Inhaling all the way from the heart of God down to the heart of the earth. Once again, you're just kind of noticing and playing around. It's like, oh, look, I don't feel as much energy on the left. Let me just bring a little bit more on that side. Inhaling down into the heart of the earth. Exhaling up, 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 all the way to the heart of God. Making that pillar more and more stable. And nice slow inhale all the way into the heart of Gaia. And when we are going to exhale, we're going to exhale out of our heart, front and back, with a very clear intention that we fully accept to be pillars of light that hold 12D frequency. So nice deep inhale into the core of the earth. And here we are with our intention. Bring that energy up into the central line and exhale out of the front and the back of your chakra. I fully accept to be a 12D pillar. Inhaling from the heart of God and the heart of Gaia at the same time, bringing these two energies into your heart. And exhaling like the rays of the sun in all directions. From the core to the boundary and the boundary to the core. Inhaling the energy of Gaia and God into your heart. Exhaling through your heart in all directions, 360 degrees. Taking your time feeling this. Inhaling, imagining you're inhaling all through the pillar. So really taking the time to feel, how does the energy flow in my pillar? As I breathe in God and Gaia, as I breathe in the terrestrial and celestial energies into my pillar, into my heart, let them play, integrate, and merge together here. And exhale in all directions of my field. Feel. Feel the energy in the front, the back, the sides, the top, the bottom, the inside, the outside. The frequencies above 11D are now accessible, are now flowing easily and effortlessly. Whew. So just rest right now a little bit. I do more. Just rest a little bit. Just like, ah. You don't need to do anything right now. You're just like, all these flows of energy are happening. There's energy coming up from the earth. There's energy coming down from the celestials. As you inhale, you're inhaling into the heart, exhaling, sending the energy in all directions. There's energy flowing up, flowing down, flowing side to side, flowing front to back. All these currents are all able to happen without you needing to like micromanage all of them all the time. It's not true. You don't need to do that. Because I want to bring in a little bit above 12D frequency, but I want to give you a chance to just rest. Rest in your pillar. Receive. Just rest. I'm just tapping into feeling the pillars. Take this moment where you're just fully aware of your pillar, all the way from the heart of Gaia, all the way up to the heart of God. That's your pillar. And just feel into it. Just feel into it. You want to be inhabiting this entire pillar. You want to be standing in structural integrity, in true soul sovereignty, not a little ego still trying to get people to give it what it needs. No, a sovereign being. You are the source of your own energy. You are an individuated essence. You are the source of your own energy. All of this is about tapping into and remembering what we are and no longer thinking, being stuck in thinking about, I need this from others and I need that and I can't have this and I can't have that. You are a being of light. You are your own source of energy. You are a being of light. That was that needed to go in there somewhere deep in the structure. One of the most important things to understand is now that the access to 12D and beyond has been restored, that is what we now need to fully embody and understand. You don't need to feed on others. You are your own source of energy. At the core of every cell of your being is a core star, is an individuated God essence that never stops shining and is always creating more light. You're creating more light. You don't need to go get light from things. You are the light. You are what creates more light. And that's what's happening right now. Ascension is about us coming back to this deepest level of truth. The celebration is about all our creations. The celebration is all the ways we come to realize that we are a God made manifest. And this is not some ego bullshit version of that. This is the ultimate, humble, powerfully sovereign in deep integrity with yourself. We are coming back in line with our true heritage as eternal beings. We are the source of light. Oh, it's just beautiful in the heart. Stand in your spiritual integrity, in your soul sovereignty. Feel how open the flow of energy is under your feet, all the way down to the heart of Gaia. Feel how open the space is above your head, all the way to the heart of God. Asking your higher self to prepare you psychologically and emotionally in your ability to bring in higher than 12D frequency energy into your body, which means plasma energy, pure plasma energy. I'm going to make a request here to your oversoul, which is 12th dimensional, your higher self, oversoul. Please prepare this being for full restoration of their plasma body, for full restoration of their eternal body. Please assist this being in its process of reclaiming its full ownership of its field. Please reconnect this being consciously to all these dimensional frequencies. Clear connection to the 12th dimension and the oversoul. And beyond that, just a final intent. May this work continue at a pace that is appropriate for each of you. Put your hand on your heart, both hands if you want. This is for you. This is your gift to yourself. This is you loving you. Taking time out of our, whatever 3D bullshit worlds and like taking the time to do something like this. It is such a gift and an act of love to yourself. I want to celebrate you all and thank you. Thank you for doing this work. So I'm just going to give you a little chance to just set it. I set that deep in you. Like, oh yeah. You can even do a quick intention breath just to set that intent. This is my natural state. This is my natural stance. So just for fun. So let's just do inhale. Inhaling into your sacrum. Exhaling out of the bridge of the nose. Inhaling sacrum. Exhaling bridge of the nose. One more time, inhaling. No. Inhaling, bringing that energy down into your feet. Up the body through the crown. Down through the feet. Exhaling through the crown. And let's go. Inhaling all the way to the core of the earth. All the way into the heart of Gaia. Exhale, bring that energy up all the way to the heart of God. Two more times. Inhale all the way to the heart of Gaia. Feel your pillar. Feel how the energy is flowing. Exhale out to the heart of God. And this last time, slow inhale into the heart of Gaia. And we're going to breathe out through the front and the back of the heart. This is my new setting. I stand in my pillar. I embody 12D and beyond frequencies. I let them in through me into the crystalline heart of the earth. Okay, I'm just going to give you a chance to woof. Just take time to integrate right now.